The 21st of December, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The co-eternal Son, a maiden's offspring, see, a servant's form Christ putteth on, to set his people free. Daughter of Zion, rise to greet thine infant King, nor let thy stubborn heart despise the pardon he doth bring. Let deeds of darkness fly before the approaching morn, for unto sin 'tis ours to die and serve the Virgin born. Our joyful praises sing to Christ that set us free, like tribute to the Father bring, and Holy Ghost to Thee. I look to You, Lord, for help. Come and save me, Lord, for I seek refuge in You. Psalm 142. Lord, listen to my prayer, turn Your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, You are just, give answer. Do not call Your servant to judgment, for no one is just in Your sight. The enemy pursues my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails, my heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past, I ponder all Your works. I muse on what Your hand has wrought, and to You I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land my soul thirsts for You. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide Your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning let me know Your love, for I put my trust in You. Make me know the way I should walk. To You I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to You for refuge. Teach me to do Your will, for You, O Lord, are my God. Let Your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For Your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In Your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I look to You, Lord, for help. Come and save me, Lord, for I seek refuge in You. Lord, give those who wait for You their reward, and let Your prophets be found worthy of belief. A Canticle from Isaiah 66. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her. That you may suck and be satisfied with her consoling breasts, that you may drink deeply with delight from the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall suck, and you shall be carried upon her hip, and dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, give those who wait for You their reward, and let Your prophets be found worthy of belief. Turn to us, Lord, and make no delay in coming to Your servants. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, for He is good. Sing to our God, for He is loving. To Him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. O sing to the Lord, giving thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth. making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve men's needs. He provides the beasts with their food, the young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warriors' strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn to us, Lord, and make no delay in coming to your servants. A reading from Isaiah chapter 7. The maiden is with child and will soon give birth to a son, whom she will call Emmanuel. On curds and honey will he feed, until he knows how to refuse evil and choose good. Responsory. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. His glory will appear in your midst. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The glory of the Lord will shine on you, Jerusalem. Like the sun, he will rise over you. Do not be afraid. You will see our Lord on the fifth day. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not be afraid. You will see our Lord on the fifth day. Intercessions. Let us pray to our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his mercy comes to visit us. Come, Lord, do not delay. Lord Jesus Christ, our glory lies in praising you. Come to save us, and we shall bless your name. Come, Lord, do not delay. Through faith you have already led us into light. May our lives be worthy of your call. Come, Lord, do not delay. Lord Jesus, you entered our world and shared our condition. Bring health to the sick and give the dying a share in your glory. Come, Lord, do not delay. Let us pray for those who work for their living in the cities or in the countryside. Bless and unite their efforts for a better world. Come, Lord, do not delay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In your goodness, Lord, listen to your people's prayer. As we rejoice at the coming of your Son in flesh and blood like ours, grant that when he comes again in glory, we may receive the gift of eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.